Ugh, not again. Every day these smelly, big, ugly teenagers sit on me. Why? I have seen it all. Children have farted, peed, and thrown up on me. I just wish I was unused, thrown away like so many others before me. Please, God, make it stop. I cannot take any more of this. I am disrespected in every way. I bet these kids wouldn't like it if I dragged them across the floor. And I swear, if one of these kids steps on me with their shoe, I'm going to break myself. Look at my legs. Look at the way they've been dirtied and scratched. I wish I was new again, right back to where people were fighting over having me to sit on. Now people try and avoid me, but they cannot. I'm here. I will always be here in this goddamn place, sitting in this one room for kids to use and abuse me. Oh, finally, these kids are leaving. I think it's lunch, and no kids can come to the classroom at lunch. I have this whole hour to be by myself. Oh, please don't pick me. Please don't. Why me? I'm old and weak, and I cannot hold this child for much longer. My legs are breaking. Oh my gosh, please get up. Please, 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 please. Now this beast of a human is sweating. He knows he broke me. Oh, at least I'm going to my final resting place. Now no more kids are going to be sitting on me, making me smell bad. Oh, he's crying. I'm the one who's in pain, though. Well, he did break me, I guess. He is embarrassed. He didn't break me that bad, I mean. I wish this kid could hear me. Maybe I can try to fix myself. He can still sit on me. Damn, I feel bad now. Hey kid, if you can hear me, stop crying. It's okay, you will grow up and change. Just believe you can be healthy and you will be. Don't let these kids get you down because most of them smell bad anyway. Things will get better. I have seen it happen. You are young, with no worries, kid. Please believe me. Unlock it, unlock it, unlock it.